man. Thank you. Did my right honorable friend have the opportunity to see the recent documentaries on Channel 4 on slavery, in which it was stated that 1 in 5 white people in Britain have the blood of African slaves running through their veins? And similarly, people from the Caribbean have white blood going through their veins. I don't want to worry him, but but my mother's maiden name was Blair. Maybe I should refer to him as my right honorable relative. But my question is in relation to the period, the last 1,000 years, 400 of which were taken up by enslavement and 200 by colonization. There has been no acknowledgement to the contribution made to the wealth in Britain and Europe and America by millions of African people. Instead, the Guildhall and other places in London have monuments to the slavers, not the enslaved. Would my right honorable friend set the historic record straight? Would he apologize to people of African origin, both living and dead, for the part that Britain played in the transatlantic slave trade?
Well, Madam Speaker, first of all, I am happy to acknowledge the pain and suffering of those people who were enslaved in times gone by. Indeed, recently I was in Hull in the constituency of the Deputy Prime Minister, a constituency that was represented by William Wilberforce, because there were people here too who fought, many radical politicians who fought against the slave trade. But I would like in particular to acknowledge also the massive contribution made by Afro-Caribbean and black people in this country today, and to say how much we value it, how much we treasure it, and how much all of us. I believe one of the great things that's happened in politics in the last few years is that every single political party in this country is now committed to a multiracial, multicultural society. And we owe an awful lot to the pain and suffering of those people who went before us.
Mr. Charles Kennedy.
Madam